Good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW and Sitka. Joining me in the studio this morning to talk about the 2012 Sitka State Fair is Jeff Budd. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Robert. How are you?
Fine, thank you. And you?
I'm well as well.
And I should mention that I had you in to talk about the State Fair a while ago when I think the idea was, it was still just kind of a germ of an idea, and it was in the middle of the winter, and we were all like, yeah, we're going to have a State Fair in the summer here in Sitka. It's going to be just like, you know, what we, what those of us who grew up in the Midwest or, you know, wherever remember. But now it's like, it's getting there. And, the reason their state fairs exist is because it's, I guess it's traditionally the time for people to sort of show off the things that, that they have produced, in their farms or whatever. And so now is the time to really kind of hone in and think about what's going to be happening at the state fair. So when is it going to be?
Well, it'll be August 19th, it'll go from 12 to 5, and it'll be at the Centennial Building, but we're hoping to rename it the Exposition Center.
Right.
So I haven't approached the city council about that yet, but maybe we'll do that, or maybe we won't. But that's our intent. So it'll go from 12 to 5 on that Sunday. And those that participate will bring their stuff from 9 a.m. to 11. And the judging will happen between 11 and 12, and then we'll open it to the public from 12 to 5.
Okay.
And this year, it's fun to talk with people that have experience going to state fairs all over the country and their memories. And we were talking the other day about the midways where there's the impossible games to win kind of things and make you cry when you're a little kid because there's no way you can win that stuffed right. teddy bear.
Right.
So we're going to maybe wait and push that off till next year. And
yeah, the milk bottles are like glued to the board. The
milk bottles. Yeah, all those tricky games.
Yeah, so it's kind of fun because this has touched a nostalgic chord in me. I grew up in Oklahoma, but you know, I love Sitka. You know, you're not dragging me out of here. I love this place. I love everything about it. It's cultural traditions and things. Even though I did not grow up in them, I mean, Sitka is certainly an amazing place. But to bring in this state fair tradition, sort of is a chance for people to kind of strut their stuff a little bit, because I know there are a lot of people who take a lot of pride in their canned fish, the vegetables they grow, the things they make from
their chickens,
from berries, their barnyard fowl. Are there specific categories that people can enter in?
And so this is the first year, so we're kind of an experiment. We'll learn from it, and we'll debrief after the thing's over and ask people to participate to evaluate it. And then if people enjoy it, we'll try to do the second year and then improve it and maybe add stuff. But this year, we'll have contests for cupcakes, breads, jams or jellies, pies, canned fruits and vegetables, chickens. They got to be live chickens, and they have to be outside in the cage. Hobbies, collections, canned fish, crafts, and midway vegetable art. That's creations out of fruits and vegetables. And we're also partnering with Harry Race Pharmacy and Photo and doing a photo contest as well.
Okay.
So there'll be age categories. So, for example, 0 to 10, 10 to 17, and then 18 and above. And then there'll be blue ribbons for first place, and I forget the I already ordered the ribbon. Second place, whatever the traditional color is, maybe red, green for third place, and then everybody will get a participant ribbon as well.
Okay. But a blue ribbon for the winner.
Yes, sir. And they'll have those rosette. They'll be fancy. Those, I think first, second, and third all have those rosette. Those kind of, I don't know. I guess people can't see my fingers making a circle. Sure.
I know exactly what you're talking about, because say you had a prized bowl or something and it won the blue ribbon, you would hang that ribbon on its halter, and then you would go get, have your picture taken. Yep. And so there are a lot of people going to be photographed holding their jar of salmonberry preserves or whatever, with a blue ribbon on it or something. Yeah. You're going to have a photographer there?
Now that you mentioned it, we better have one.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll get a photographer.
All right. And, Jeff, that's a freebie. I'm not charging you for that idea.
Thank you, Robert.
Did I hear you say Midway Vegetable Art?
Midway Vegetable Art, and I forget. I think that was Carrie McLean that said we should do that. And that's taking any fruits and vegetables and making art out of it. So whatever pops into your mind, take a pumpkin and tomatoes and make a, I don't know what.
Okay.
Salmon berries and I have no idea.
And does it have to be vegetables that you've grown locally?
No. You can go to the good old grocery store and pick up one.
And I guess I don't understand the concept of Midway. Will there be a Midway of vegetable art?
Well, that's... Yeah, it'll be... Well, no, because the Midway really hopefully will be where the food is, because typically the Midway is where the food is.
Yeah.
But giving electricity issues there, we might have the Midway on the side of the building.
Okay.
We don't know yet.
All right.
And maybe some of the food will be outdoors as well.
Okay.
But anyhow, it's just, you know, just coining a phrase or something. And, but it'll just, you know, give people an opportunity to do something different.
Okay.
You can Google Midway art or vegetable art and come up with ideas.
Okay. So there's going to be cupcakes, breads, jams, jellies, pies. I mean, what's going to happen to all these things?
Well, that's
at the end of the day.
Somebody said, "Well, how are we going to do this?" And so, if you're going to enter one of those items, you have to enter two of those items because one item will probably be tasted or sampled by the judges.
Okay.
And then the second one will be on display, you know, from 12 to 5 with your ribbon there, and the public's not going to get a chance to eat it.
Well,
unless you're a judge. And if you want to be a judge, give me a call because those positions are going fast.
Well, I was just going to say, well, that's it. If I can't eat the cupcakes or the pies.
That means we would be asking a lot of people to make a whole lot of cupcakes
or
pies.
Yeah, it would kind of turn into a potluck kind of thing.
Yeah, so we'll see how it goes this year. Maybe we're making a mistake. I don't know.
Do you suppose judges will sort of emphasize, since we're not going to be eating these things, I mean, it better be a pretty darn good-looking blueberry pie,
yes.
Right? It better look just absolutely
mouth-watering.
Well, I think
I was looking at other fairs, how they do it, and it's presentation, the taste, and I think ingredients. But there's three kind of things that are always traditionally ways that they judge them. So I'm going to have that stuff ready for the judges by then. And then, of course, you know, Midway Vegetable Art is... I guess it's going to be all how it looks.
Okay.
The presentation and collections, hobbies, and crafts, that's going to be in the eye of the beholder.
Well, yeah, I want to talk about that because by this time of the morning, you can tell I tend to dwell on food. If I get an opportunity to talk about it, I will talk about food. But the hobbies and crafts and collections, this seems very wide open. If I quilt or if I collect license plates or if I collect...
Rotary dial telephones of different colors. Yep, somebody in this building collects those.
Okay.
And I was talking to some other day that collects pens.
Mm-hmm.
And I collect exaggeration postcards, which is like the big fishes and oranges and
stuff
and other things like that. I think most people, if they think about it, have some kind of collection or hobby. People with Disney stuff and...
Uh-huh.
So...
And you can enter this and you'll have a little display space.
Yes, you'll have a table or half a table, whatever you need.
That sounds like it could be you could be overwhelmed by entrants for that.
Maybe. That was probably my favorite part of the Lane County Fair down in Eugene, was just the collections were just unbelievable things, you know, from tiny, tiny thimble-sized, when they also had thimbles, two thimble-sized oil cans to the huge ones, you know, 2 or 3 feet tall that they use for huge machinery, and then thimbles every kind of size, color. Unbelievable collections.
All right.
So I'm looking forward to see what people bring out.
Okay, so cupcakes, pies, jams, jellies, breads, chickens, live chickens,
yes.
Canned vegetables, canned fish, hobbies, crafts, and collections. And there are age categories for all entrants, and there's seems like a small entry fee, $3 per category to help underwrite this whole thing.
Yeah, and a limit of three per category. And then to get into the thing is $2 an adult, $1 for a child, $5 for a family. So we're trying to keep it real affordable.
And that's another kind of state fair tradition, is that these are not huge commercial undertakings. Yeah. It's got a grassroots sort of.
And we got some support from Guardian Flight and C-Mart Quality Foods and Harry Race Pharmacy and Photo, and the Arts Council's kind of coordinating it.
All right. I'm holding a 2012 Sitka State Fair entry form. Where do I get one of these?
Oh, you can go to Sitka Arts, SITKAARTS.org, and it's there. You can call me 747-4821, and I'll email you one. There, I went around to most of the stores in town, like at Ben Franklin's and some of the craft stores, left several there. But give me a call or just go online, and there it is.
Because now's the time. Now you got to, if you want to get in and do well, if you want to get that blue ribbon with the circle thing.
Rosette. See, I've learned.
With the rosette.
Yep.
It is time.
Yep.
And the judging is going to be discerning.
Yes, sir.
And the real prize is glory, of course.
Yes, bragging rights. I had the best collection of postcards. I think every collection will be under the, or, you know, collection will, they'll have to compete. I don't think they're going to judge it on how many, but whatever the judge, we'll have the category, we'll have areas where they need to try
okay.
to focus.
All right, the Sitka State Fair, the first one ever, will be August 19th, 12 to 5 p.m. at the Harrigan Centennial Exposition Hall.
Yes, sir.
On August 19th from noon to 5, with judging will take place at 11 in the morning. And
what more can we say? They can give me a call if you got questions.
Okay.
Or go to Sitka Arts.
And I will post that link with this interview on our website, kcaw.org. Jeff Budd is
with... Happy 30th birthday.
Oh, thanks, Jeff. Jeff Budd is with the Greater Sitka Arts Council. We've been talking about the Sitka State Fair.